At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Well, we have parsed words, we have prognosticated until we're blue in the face, and I can't take it anymore. So let's have some fun talking college football with our friend Smitty. Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network joining us here wire to wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Smitty, the big question, the burning question that all of our Tolos are texting in to ask, where and how are you going to be consuming college football tomorrow?
Well, my colleague, Phil Kornbluth, has some family things going on, and it's actually a good thing for me because much of his family is in Atlanta. So he's going to take in both Clemson and South Carolina, and I'm assigned to some other things this weekend, like the Zoom press conferences after the game. But the point to that is I, like you, I'm going to have my feet up. I'm going to have a cold drink in my hand. It's a rare thing. And I'm going to coach my daughter in soccer and then take in the games on a big screen somewhere. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm intrigued now, Smitty. Can you give us what it sounds like? Smitty coaching his daughter in soccer. I got to know.
Well, She's going to be playing in a three-year-old league.
Okay.
So, obviously, they're old enough now to hear, you know, the curse words that I'm going to be stringing at them. They're, you know, toddlerhood's over, ladies.
Oh, kicking and screaming on the fields of coastal South Carolina, huh? Is that what we're going to see?
Yeah. I love the game of soccer. I love seeing kids. I mean, just to give away so much about me, Perry Orth, you might know Perry Orth, former quarterback at South Carolina, yeah. And I was taking in some media with him the other day, something his show he was on, and I texted him because he's about to have his second daughter, and I have two daughters. And I just kind of was texting with him about how much fun it is to have little girls. I think it's the best thing in the world. I have so much fun. I smile constantly with my two daughters. So I'm looking forward to my little one starting soccer.
So, Smitty, you're going to be yelling and screaming over the weekend. Are you also going to be shedding a couple of tears as we see Lee Corso signing off a college game day for the very last time?
What a legend.
Right.
I've always loved Lee Corso. I always thought he brought something. He brought it in the right spirit. The you know, when he picked against your team, I can't imagine anybody ever really got mad. You have to, you know, the fans there on site that boo him, I mean, that's got to be done with a wink and a hug. I just think he's wonderful. I think everything about the way he carried himself and what the vividness with which he, you could see the way he embraced college football. And I love that he all, and it's something I've certainly taken from him, and you might hear it later when we talk about an upset pick. He always would, when he would break down the game, and then he would say, but the line's going the other way, so somebody in the desert knows something, and I'm going with that guy. And I love that, the fact that he would keep an eye. He would make his analysis as a former college football coach, and then he would still check the big boards in Vegas to see if the line was moving with him or against him with his pick. I loved everything about Lee Corso. We'll never have another one. I wish we could replace him. You can't. So just soak it in.
Well said, as we're joined by Matt Smith. Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network. He covers South Carolina and Clemson for Sports Talk. Diesel back in the Ingalls Market studios on this Friday afternoon. I am live at Burns High School. We're 3.5 hours away from kick between Irmo and Burns that you'll hear right here on the Fan Upstate. I want to throw you on the spot there, Smitty, talking about Lee Corso. I don't want to say he's being replaced by Pat McAfee, but Pat McAfee bringing a lot of energy to College Game Day. If you had to go on a weekend road trip, are you choosing Pat McAfee or Lee Corso?
Oh, well, since I don't drink as much as I used to, I'm going with Coach Corso. I do like what Pat McAfee brings to the table, and he does. And look, there's no question, he's hit on something. He certainly touched on something in sports fandom as we've. You know, changed platforms, and you see his presentation is just different. He's different. He's not Dan Patrick. He's just a completely different kind of presentation, and it really appeals to a lot of people, and that's great, and I'm so happy for that. And I like that he's on College Game Day, but no, Coach Corso, and perhaps it's age, right? It's our age as well. I would love to hear Lee Corso's real stories. I mean, this is a guy who used to run with Burt Reynolds in the 70s. Just for that, I'd drive him across the country.
You know, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about Smitty, Matt Smith, Sports Talk Media Network. One thing they definitely say is finger on the pulse. So, Smitty, what do you make out of this whole LSU safety A.J. Halsey situation where seemingly no one noticed that he had been ejected in the second half of his last game last year? The conspiracy theorists are out saying, well, Dabo and somebody on Clemson's side noticed that he was going to be slotted into play the first half of this game, even though he should be disqualified for this game. And, you know, everybody's saying it's soft on Clemson's part to bring this thing up. How is it possible that sneaks through the cracks? And what do you make of the whole situation?
That's an excellent point. There should be a record of these things somewhere, right? I mean, there should just like we have a transfer portal that we can all go and see, there should be, notes heading into the season for these officials, and whoever's organizing the games, whoever's in charge of such things. So I don't know if, and as far as conspiracy theorists go, I don't know. Look, there's nothing wrong with pointing out to someone, you know, because we all have to play by the same rules, right? But it is surprising. But here's what doesn't surprise me. Would it surprise you to find out that LSU knew and just tried to slide it in? I mean, come on. Yeah. This is a place, Clemson is going to start serving alcohol for those. It's going to be the first regular season game that Clemson can serve alcohol. And LSU is going to be like, what are you talking about? We used to give it to the kids when they came through, you know, from high school. They just, it was part of it. We gave them a bottle of bourbon on the way to the game. It's a different type of, and look, I almost don't blame them, because when you exist with Alabama and Auburn to slightly to your east, you know, you've got to cut some corners every now and then. So I wouldn't have been surprised if LSU knew about it and just waited for somebody to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know about any conspiracy. I don't think it has to be a conspiracy. If Devin Sweeney's staff saw it and put it out there, good for them. We all have to play by the same rules, and if it happens, you know, it can happen anywhere across the country. But in other words, am I surprised that LSU would overlook it? No. And would I be surprised if they didn't overlook it and just tried to slide it by? No, that wouldn't surprise me either.
Smitty, I am going to kind of put you in a tough spot here. Everybody we've talked to this week, we've had on Clemson guest, we've had on LSU guest from the ESPN affiliate down there who covers LSU, their sideline reporter, Gordy Rush. We've talked to everybody this week, and the general consensus has been Clemson's defensive front against LSU's offensive line is the matchup everybody's watching in this football game on Saturday night. Smitty, you can't choose that matchup. I ask you what draws your eye, what matchup intrigues you the most when you talk about the game within the game on Saturday night?
All right, I'm just going to go right to the other side because I do think there's a lot of unknowns in terms in the trenches. I'm going to go right to the other side and talk about Clemson's offensive line against LSU's defensive front, because I think one of the major weaknesses, if you're LSU or you think LSU is going to pull what would be a very mild upset, it's only a 3.5-point spread, but if you think LSU is going to win the game, you have to believe that all these moving pieces that Brian Kelly has assembled from the transfer portal are going to come together, and they can't. Look, it happens sometimes. It does happen sometimes where lightning strikes and you can get it all taken care of in game one, although Brian Kelly's had a terrible game one record, opening season record, throughout his career and the last couple of years at LSU. But I don't usually think you need a lot of time to get that pass rush going. You know, that's usually about guys wearing their big boy pads and just flat-out athletes bringing it. And Clemson did not, when they played similar bodies, and I'm talking about losses to Georgia, losses to Texas, losses to South Carolina, they couldn't keep the pass rush off of Cade Klubnik. They couldn't line up and run the ball against teams that had similar body types that they did. They could bully some of the teams in their conference where Clemson just flat out had better athletes. But they did not run the ball effectively, at least early. I think their yardage, I was actually at the college football playoff where they lost to Texas, but they ran the ball, but they weren't able to just line up and bully Texas early in that ballgame. Nobody really can. And can they do that to LSU? I'm not so sure. Can they keep the pass rush off of Cade Klubnik? I'm not so sure. I think Clemson's going to win the game. I'll just say that outright. But game within the game, what I'm watching, I want to see Clemson's offensive line because I want to know right now, is that a college football playoff caliber? Is that a national championship contending offensive line? Because I know they are at receiver. I know they are at quarterback. I know they are at key spots defensively. We know Dabo Swinney can do it. He's done it before. What about that offensive line? We'll find out a lot when they play LSU and those really, really high-level NFL draft pick-style athletes they've got.
Smitty, I understand a number of Clemson recruits are going to be at this game on Saturday. Max Brown, Peyton Miller, Reed Ramsier, Andrew Beard, Carter Jones. There's about a half dozen more. I know it shouldn't matter, but do recruits that you've had a chance to cover and talk to, do they base their decisions on wins and losses in the games that they attend? Or are they just there taking in the vibes, taking in the heaps of praise that's being thrown at them?
That's a great question. I don't know if there's a statistic, and I've always asked the same question. Is there a statistic out there, like how a team performs on your official visit, how often you are to actually end up committing to that team later on? But here's what we do know. Wins and losses absolutely matter because you don't get the eighth-place team from the MAC recruiting at a high level. There's a reason for that. And it's not just about great atmospheres because – for a long time, look, but pick on a team right here in our state, South Carolina, had tremendous atmospheres, as good as anybody, as good a game day atmosphere. But they were struggling under Will Muschamp, which meant Shane Beamer had to rebuild the recruiting. Why? They weren't winning enough. That's the bottom line. So does it matter on that day? Kids always say the right thing. They always come away just praising where they have just been. But it has to matter a little bit. Wins and losses matter. And come on, how can you shake that? Let's say you're, as you said, you're a recruit there watching Clemson play LSU. If they win that game, Bryant Wesco acrobatic catch and the crowd goes insane and it reaches 130 decibels, you think that doesn't affect a 17-year-old? It has to.
I'm with you. Matt Smith, Smitty, Sports Talk Media Network, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. If you have a question for Smitty, shoot it in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. We might have a chance to get to it at 844-326-3663. Smitty, I'm going to continue to paint you on this Friday into a corner here. Here's the scenario. Okay, the scenario is Clemson fans are walking out of Memorial Stadium Saturday night. They're upset. Obviously, their team would have lost the game if they're upset, but they're most upset with Cade Klubnik. Why would those Clemson fans, the majority of Clemson fans, after the loss, be upset with Cade Klubnik on Saturday if that were to be the scenario?
Oh, well, boy, oh, this is great. Now you can quote me on something that might not even happen and then just go ahead and put it into your promos you run all week.
Yes.
That's great, because listen, I do believe that Cade Klubnik is going to play well. If the fans are upset, I think it will be because they don't think that Klubnik handled the aforementioned pressure well enough. Because look, if they give him time, if he's got a clean pocket and he's got any type of running game to go with it, Cade Klubnik and those receivers, they're going to eat. And that's nothing. I'm hearing LSU's brought all sorts of talent in the defensive backfield. That's no surprise. They've always got five-star recruits or transfers and future NFL guys in the defensive backfield. But if Klubnik has time and those Clemson receivers, as athletic as they are, have time to operate, Clemson wins those matchups. That's just all there is to it. If Clemson fans walk out and they're upset with Cade Klubnik, I think it's going to be because LSU got pressure or they were able to stifle the Tigers in the run game and they weren't able to stay balanced, and it leads to mistakes from Klubnik. I don't think he's going to make any unforced errors. I think it's going to be that he didn't handle the pressure well enough and forced him into some errors. Because, look, as much praise as we've heaped on Cade Klubnik coming into the year, and deservedly so, okay, his numbers from last season looked really nice, and he really limited his turnovers. All of that is wonderful and great, but the big antidote to that is pressure. No one, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, Tom Brady, none of them look great when they have pressure right in their face. And let's see if Cade Klubnik is going to get that kind of pressure, or there's enough of a run game and draw plays and good enough performance from the offensive line to keep Klubnik clean. And again, I'll say it again so you can't misquote me. If they keep Klubnik clean and upright, his receivers will win those matchups.
Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network joining us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. After the game on Sunday, who ultimately will end with the highest number of rushing yards? Will it be Russell Faison? Will it be Oscar Attaway? Or will it be the South Carolina Gamecocks quarterback, Lenora Sellers?
I think it's actually going to be Russell Faison. There's a couple reasons for that. One, there's absolutely no way Brent Pry and his new defensive coordinator haven't watched that Illinois film 12, 15 times. And what Brett Bielema and his staff did was a really nice job of forcing Lenora Sellers to stay in the pocket and beat them from the pocket. Now, Sellers had good passing numbers in that ballgame, and he was able to get out of the pocket and make some plays on occasion. But I actually think there's a lot of factors here. One, Virginia Tech doesn't want him to do that, because if Lenora Sellers is out of the pocket or stepping up in the pocket, he can put you on tilt where you don't know if he's going to run or pass. Forget it. He beats everybody. You absolutely cannot allow that to happen. So the Hokies and their staff know that. The other element here is Mike Shula is now the offensive coordinator, and Mike Shula knows I've got to have Lenora Sellers healthy for 12 games. South Carolina wants to exceed expectations. However you cut it, Lenora Sellers is playing in 12 games, right? There's no way you can have this young player carrying the ball 15 times in the opener in a non-conference game and expect to have him upright for 12 games. So I think the new offensive coordinator, Mike Shula, will protect Sellers. And of the two, and I'm just guessing here, of the two players because of the intel that we have, Faison has looked really, really good in practice and probably playing with a chip on his shoulder. So I'm going to say Russell Faison gets the most carries of those three and the most yards.
Do you see major concerns when watching film, Smitty, seeing what Kyron Drones does offensively? There's some newness on that South Carolina defense, especially at the linebacker position. I know they've got a couple of guys in the secondary on the defensive line who are returning. But when you look at that matchup, Virginia Tech's offense against South Carolina's defense, is there anything that concerns Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network?
Yeah, Kyron Drones has all of the tools. He's very similar to Anthony Richardson and a lot of other players that we've seen come through. But he just seems to put it all together. 2 years ago, we saw him really flash that potential, and then last year, maybe he was starting to put it together somewhat, but then he was getting hurt. I don't know. I don't know if I trust his decision making. But are there reasons to be concerned if you're South Carolina? Absolutely, because he's super athletic, and he could hurt South Carolina where Clayton White has the perfect defense called on 3rd and 6. But if Drones gets out of the pocket and makes one man miss, he moves the chains and picks up a first down and keeps his team on the field. And all of a sudden, then you get the whole time of possession game. You've shortened the game, and even though the Gamecocks is the more talented team, they've got their best players on the sideline watching because Drones has moved the chains. So, yeah, I think there are reasons to be concerned, and he's got a big arm. Now, but let me couch that by saying this. Usually, when we're covering teams, it's a huge red flag. 5 new offensive linemen and a new offensive coordinator for Virginia Tech. I mean, if that were South Carolina or Clemson, it's all we would be talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Drones is returning, and that's great. But 5 new offensive linemen, new offensive coordinator. I think his top 4 receivers are all new to the program as well. And I may not have all those numbers, sealed up into 100% correct and accurate, but I'll say this. There's a lot of new faces. There's a lot of new faces, which is why Drones gets so much publicity, because he's an athletic young man. But he's got to be your do-it-all. So, yeah, and South Carolina has new faces on that defensive side as well. But remember, because they rotated so many players last year, a lot of those players actually got some playing time last year. And I don't like the matchup. If I'm a Virginia Tech Hokies fan, I don't like the matchup knowing Dylan Stewart's coming to town and I've got new offensive linemen and 2 new tackles. That's just a recipe for disaster. But can Drones hurt South Carolina? Yeah. Big arm, great athleticism. I just don't know that he has enough help.
Smitty, it's that time. Let's get your upset pick for week number 1.
Well, I'll tell you what I was really thinking about, but I'm not going to do it in honor of Diesel. Something is going on. Appalachian State on the road at Charlotte. I think App State was a 6.5 or 7-point favorite, mm-hmm. and then I glanced at it, and it's down to 3. I don't know what's going on there, but App State's on upset alert, I'll tell you that, Diesel. But for me, I'm actually going to pick I'm going to say UNLV gets upset on the road at Sam Houston. I just don't – a lot of new pieces for UNLV. I keep hearing they brought in some talent. That's great. But, you know, Sam Houston's going to make it their Super Bowl. Sam Houston State getting for them, what's a big game opportunity. So I'm going to take Sam Houston State over UNLV. Don't know what the spread is exactly, but come on, they got to be underdogs.
Last I checked, Smitty, that one was a 9.5-point spread, but we locked it in on Wednesday, so it may have moved a little bit since then. And that's a phenomenal question. What's going on in Charlotte? Because I haven't seen anything, and I'm an App State fan. I'm all over the message boards. What's going on here? There's nothing. There's nothing that would suggest a key injury, somebody's been suspended, nothing. So I can't figure out what it might be.
Yeah, and I tell you another one that's interesting to keep an eye on as far as a big spread. I know we know about the small spreads about Notre Dame, Miami, and you know anything can happen there, or Baylor, Auburn. But I'd watch out. I'd put Kentucky on upset alert. Toledo's rolling into town, and they've scalped a few BCS Power 5 programs in the past, and I don't think – and Kentucky fans are not known for creating a big-time atmosphere when they don't think they've got a big-time team, and – they're kind of sleepwalking into the season. I'd watch out for Toledo over Kentucky, but I think I've got a better chance because I'm already 1-0. All right, so I'm trying to keep the streak alive. Already won last week. I'm trying to keep it alive. I'm going with Sam Houston.
Smitty, we always appreciate you, man. We love talking to you. Where are you at tonight? You're still doing Socasty broadcast? Are you outside? How'd that go last week? Did you get electrocuted?
Well, and that game got moved and ended up Wando beat Socasty Monday night. So we've got two games in the same week. Now wow. Socasty is on the road at Dillon. I'm so glad I didn't drop this phone call because I'm now in Dillon County, which, you know, is known for football, but not for cell towers. I'm seeing a lot of laundry mats and empty metal buildings. And a few crime scenes as I roll onto the game. But I've already passed Ainer. I'm on my way to Dillon. And you've got another good one. I'm glad Burns christened the stadium with a win last week. And you've got another big one coming up tonight with Irmo. That's awesome.
Huge.
You've had two marquee games back-to-back for Burns.
Absolutely. Smitty, enjoy the broadcast tonight. As always, we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, boys.
Thanks, Smitty.
Sports Talk Media Network. He's the best. We talk to him every Friday at 4 p.m. And Diesel, speaking of high school football, it's time for me to make my weekly picks. Am I right? Am I wrong? I went 21-7 a week ago in week zero. I'll try to improve that tonight. We'll get into that next right here on the Fan Upstate.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We're rolling along in hour number two. Diesel back in the Ingles Market Studios. I'm Cole Bryson. I'm live at Burns High School. It's 4:30. That means we're getting one step closer to the pregame show. Irmo at Burns, a huge non-region matchup tonight. An Irmo team that played for a state championship a season ago. Ought to be really interesting to see how this game plays out tonight. We invite you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock for the Burns pregame show and throughout the course of the game as well. But it's time to get down to it, Diesel. I need to make my picks official on air. I can put them on an article on the fanupstate.com, but it's not official until it comes out of the horse's mouth. That's what they say, at least.
What'd you call yourself?
Well, it's better than a donkey, right?
It might be the best part of a horse to be referred to as.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse. A lot of games tonight in week one. Diesel and I are going to roll through these, and he will moderate, I will choose, and you will not get mad at me for choosing against your team, dadgummit. It happens every week. I'm sorry, I have to pick one every single week. I get a text or a phone call or a screenshot on Twitter. I picked the game. I'm sorry. Somebody has to lose. Let me apologize in advance. Diesel, week one. Here we go. Off and running whenever you're ready.
Let's do this. We got a 5A team in Easley from Region 1 that is stepping out of their comfort zone, going on the road at Wren, a 4A team. So the bigger classification playing the smaller classification on the road.
Wren, man, they had a big win a week ago. We talked to the Wren coach and a few players on the Saturday morning scramble back at the Ingles in Piedmont and Travelers Rest on Saturday. And Anthony Freight, by the way, the coach at Wren. Those guys have got something special this season. Sorry for the green wave over in Easley, but I am going with Wren tonight to get the win. The Wren Hurricane starts the season 2-0 after tonight, in my opinion.
How about Greenville, Cole, who had a tough road last week facing Dorman? They now play Riverside.
Not going to get any easier. Riverside's really good. Gideon Marib was our Fan Upstate Player of the Week in Week 0. I like Riverside again tonight. Matthew Rochester, man, they've got some talent offensively with Speedy Taylor healthy. Gideon Marib's going to be really good all season long. I like Riverside, the Warriors, tonight to start 2-0.
How about Beaufort on the road at Greenwood?
I will be honest with you. I don't know a lot about Beaufort. I do know that Greenwood's a really good team. Greenwood played Dorman well, or excuse me, Greenwood played Gaffney well in a scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. Greenwood plays Dorman next week. I'm going with Greenwood tonight. Give me the Eagles of Greenwood.
Okay, he's going home team, home team, home team so far.
Yeah.
How about Hillcrest? Always a good program facing Clover.
This one will be interesting. It's at Clover. Hillcrest started the season 1-0 last week. Jackson Free was incredible. Jackson Free was right there in the mix for Fan Upstate Player of the Week tonight, or last Friday night, Diesel, and I think he will be again tonight. Clover is going to be a better test for Hillcrest, but at the end of the day tonight, I like the Rams to go on the road up there, up Highway 5, and come home with a win. Hillcrest also starting 2-0.
You saw this team face-to-face last week. J.L. Mann, Region 1 5A, facing Gaffney, Region 2 5A.
You know, J.L. Mann, first-year head coach Bryce Smiley, they had a tough loss last week. Gaffney, on the other hand, also had a tough loss to Independence. I would hate to be the team playing Gaffney tonight after they lost to Independence last week. I think J.L. Mann is catching Gaffney at the wrong time tonight, Diesel. And J.L. Mann gave up 599 yards a week ago to Midland Valley. I like Gaffney to win tonight, and I like him to win big.
How about Boiling Springs taking on Malden and the Mavericks?
You know, Malden's improved. Andre Cook's done a really good job, bringing that program back from where it was. I mean, they were really struggling. But Boiling Springs, man, the interesting thing about them, they're young offensively. They almost gave that game away a week ago with Greer. I want to see how this Boiling Springs team does for four full quarters. Boiling Springs will take care of business tonight against Malden, in my mind. But I wouldn't be surprised to look at this score at some point and say, man, that's closer than I thought it would be.
Another 5A school going on the road to a 4A, Woodmont at Seneca.
I'll take Seneca tonight.
Okay. How about Irmo against Burns?
You know, this one's going to be tough for Burns. Irmo, Diesel, played for a state championship a season ago. Lost on a walk-off field goal by 3 points to Northwestern. Paige Walford and those guys. Irmo lost their quarterback, Aaron Brand, the son of head coach Aaron Brand. Thank God he graduated. He was the best quarterback I saw all season last year. And Burns played him pretty good last year down in Irmo. This one's going to be tough tonight. I like Burns' home field advantage, and I think that Burns' defense will be able to create enough controversy for a younger quarterback, Irmo, and I like the Rebels to get the win tonight, but I do think this one's going to be a very tough test for the Rebels.
Is Dorman going to blank somebody 2 weeks in a row? They host Catawba Ridge.
It's a good question. They will not blank Catawba Ridge. Their defense is good, though. Wade Cooper's done an incredible job over there as defensive coordinator. Dorman wins tonight, and I think they win comfortably, but I do think Catawba Ridge finds the scoreboard.
Cole, this one may be a little lopsided. What do you know about Eastside at Carolina?
Yeah, Eastside could probably win this game pretty comfortably. Carolina is the inferior team in my mind tonight. I do think the Eagles of Eastside roll.
Spartanburg at Dutch Fork.
God, I mean, you talk about Spartanburg.
Massive
their
game.
Their first 2 weeks, Northwestern and Dutch Fork, both teams won the state championship a season ago. I feel bad for Spartanburg. That's a brutal start to your season. Trey Burke didn't play last week, the quarterback for the Vikings. He had a rolled ankle. I don't know if he's playing tonight. Last I heard, he was kind of day-to-day. Regardless, I think Dutch Fork wins tonight. But, boy, it would help if Trey Burke played tonight for the Vikings. I'll take the Silver Fox of Dutch Fork.
Yeah, the question is, who has it out for Spartanburg, having to face two state champions in a row to start the season? That's tough. But only matters once you get to region play.
That's
How about
right.
Blue Ridge against Wade Hampton?
You know, Wade Hampton, they had every opportunity last week to win that game against TR Diesel, but they're not going to win this week either in my mind. I like John Boggs and Blue Ridge to get it done in week one.
Okay, Emerald at Traveler's Rest.
I will take Emerald, what could be a sneaky close game. Traveler's Rest won last week against Wade Hampton in week zero. I'll go Emerald tonight.
Let's go Fountain Inn versus Woodruff.
Oh, boy, this one could be fun. Fountain Inn's good. They've got a quarterback that's on the rise, but ultimately Woodruff's going to be one of the better teams in Spartanburg County this season. Give me the Wolverines tonight.
And I believe this is JD's alma mater, Clinton against Lawrence.
It is. It is his alma mater. Clinton is really good. Obviously, state champions a season ago. Lawrence, Greg Porter, second season now. First year running that full spread offense. Give me Clinton tonight, but that game – Maybe could be a little sneaky close.
Liberty having to punch up tonight. They're a 2A team going on the road to face a 4A team at Southside.
And you know what? Liberty will punch up and take care of business tonight.
Ooh,
give me Liberty taking
that?
Down the 4A Southside Tigers tonight.
Berea on the road at Landrum.
Landrum starts 2-0 tonight, taking down Berea, man. Mike Reed, first-year head coach at Landrum. Those guys start 2-0.
How about Stratford against Daniel?
Stratford, lower state team. This one's going to be tough. Daniel's coming off of a massive win over Chapman in week zero, Diesel. I will take the Lions again this week. Give me Daniel tonight.
So is that why we haven't heard from Big Kev this week? Is upset about that?
Chapman, man, they took a tough one. They took a tough one. They really did. Daniel's really good, though.
All right, let's talk about the Greer Yellow Jackets against BHP.
Could be sneaky close at times, but BHP, in my mind, I think BHP, four quarters of football tonight. This could be a good game, but Diesel, I think BHP, Russell Blackston, and those guys will take care of business tonight.
Walhalla at Pickens.
I'll take Walhalla tonight in that one.
All right. How about Palmetto at Crescent?
Give me Crescent.
Okay. Keenan at Pendleton.
I don't know a lot about Keenan's football program. I know they're always good in basketball. Pendleton, man, coming off of a tough loss a week ago to Chesney. I'll take Pendleton to bounce back tonight.
All right, we got 3A West Oak hosting Clear Dot Charter.
I've never heard of Clear Dot Charter, so give me West Oak.
Okay. I just wonder, is it the words clear dot, or is it just a circle with nothing in it?
That's a good question.
How about Christchurch at Anderson?
Christchurch had a tough week a week ago, Diesel, in that week zero matchup. I do think they bounced back tonight in a big way against a home school team in Anderson, the Cavaliers. Christchurch, Quinn Hatfield, those guys win big tonight.
All right, a team that takes football very seriously, Abbeville hosting Powdersville.
You know, Powdersville, they're similar to Greer. They always schedule non-region really tough. I'll go Abbeville there, but it will be interesting to see if Powdersville can keep that somewhat close.
All right, Mountain View Prep against Southside Christian.
Give me Mountain View Prep tonight. They've just got too many athletes in my mind for Southside Christian to keep up.
All right, coming down the stretch, we've got Chapman on the road at St. Joseph's.
I got this game wrong a year ago. I picked St. Joe's. Chapman beat him. Harry Cavanis, the head coach at Chapman, let me know after the game that They won after I had picked against them. I talked to Harry Cavanis this morning about an article I did on thefanupstate.com. Chapman's really got a bad case of the injury bug right now. I do think St. Joe's, they had a huge win a week ago over Cardinal Newman. They put up like 40-plus points. Eric Nash, the former Walford assistant coach, does a good job. I'm going to pick St. Joe's in this one again. I might be wrong again, but hopefully I'm giving Chapman bulletin board material tonight.
Yeah, you didn't realize that you were bulletin board material. How about right. East Rutherford at Blacksburg?
Be a tough test. Blacksburg breaking in a new quarterback tonight. Give me East Rutherford.
Okay, and the final one called Chesney at Broome.
Chesney starting 2-0, man. I am high on Chesney this year. Brett Chappell's doing a fantastic job. I think the Eagles get it done tonight, and this is a good Chesney team, by the way. They're gonna be tough. They're gonna be a tough out all season long. And by the way, Tolo RJ did let me know that Clear Dot at West Oak was canceled. Oh. The reason for it was unforeseen circumstances. So appreciate that, Tolo RJ.
Okay, we got a couple of more upset picks that have come in over the last segment or so. We'll get to those on the other side of the break. And I want to know from you, Tolo, since Tom gave his full menu of what he's going to be eating over the weekend, what's going in your oven or on your grill for your college football kickoff weekend? Text in, call in 844-326-3663.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Still scouring Twitter trying to figure out why this App State Charlotte neutral site game line has moved nearly 5 points in the last 24 hours, Cole. That's wild stuff. I mean, you see a line move a half a point or a point. Maybe just nobody bet on it, and then all of a sudden everybody just barreled in and said, give me Charlotte. That's wild stuff. Still, not a lot of Tolos picking that one, and that's A-okay. That makes my heart feel a little bit better. Some picks coming in from James Owens, who is going for broke here. He's taking New Mexico, beating the, his words, Ishigan Wolverines for 34.5. Jaybird taking Toledo plus 10.5 over Kentucky. Jaybird's better half taking Coastal plus 13.5 over Virginia.
I like it.
Gert from Greer wants UCLA plus 6.5 over Utah. Drew Bastank taking LSU plus 4.5 over Clemson. Ayatollah is in with Ball State plus 17.5 against Purdue. We got Percy in with Syracuse upsetting Tennessee. And, of course, if you were listening in the last hour, you heard Smitty is taking Sam Houston plus 9.5, a 10-win team last year. Remember that, a 10-win team hosting UNLV that gave up 31 points to an FCS team last week.
Wow. T. Swizzle says he should have took Virginia Tech over Carolina. Carolina's a scam. T. Swizzle is flying in hot with the trash talk. Drew Bastank asks, yo, why is he doing that to my Boilermakers? Sorry about that. But good to hear all these Tolos rocking and rolling with their upset picks. Diesel, does that put us close to our goal for the day?
We are very close.
Like,
we are very, very, very close to beating our goal of 150 picks here for week one. Tolos, we are 5 picks away.
Oh.
5 picks away. We're going to get it. And those of you who are waiting until the last minute, what are you waiting for? 844-FAN-PHONE. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles. We ask you to pick a game where you think the betting underdog will outright upset the favorite team. And then if you are right, the points that that team was an underdog by get added to a rolling season-long tally. So if you were to say that you think LSU is going to upset Clemson, I think it was locked in yesterday at 3.5 points. We lock the spreads in on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. Everybody who picks the same game going to get the same number of points no matter what. If you were like Jay Bird's better half, if you were to take Coastal Carolina to upset Virginia and they do it, you would get 13.5 points added to your tally. 13.5, big score.
Huge.
In this challenge. Jump in from the beginning. That obviously gives you the best chance to compete over the course of the season. We do it every single week. Don't miss any weeks, because if you don't pick at all, you lose 2 points, can't fall below zero. So if you got nothing now and you get a pick wrong or don't pick, obviously you're not going to fall way, way, way back. Just get your picks in, play every week. You never know. You could go on a heater towards the end of the season and make a deep run. That's what I did. I was down at the bottom of the barrel with Cole last year. And then I went on a heater.
Thanks, starting, Diesel. Thanks.
I mean, I'm just.
Thanks.
People need to know the full story, okay? So somewhere around like week 8 or week 9, I might have had like 8 points. And then I somehow hit on like 4 in a row, and I ended up in the top 15. So it can be done. Don't get discouraged if you fall back. You can make a push up towards the top.
I like this comment from Ethan on our Facebook stream right now, where 155 Tolos are watching between Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Ethan says, Cole, how do we still be Cowboys fans? At what point do we hang it up? You know, that's a good question, Ethan. I hadn't figured that out yet. If you figure it out, let me know, because I would like to not be miserable. I don't know. Diesel's asked me why. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Jerry Jones is the king of kicking the can down the road. And you all are addicted to the clang of when it hits a rock.
Maybe.
You're like, isn't that nice? Yeah, let's give up Mike. See, Cole, you've already been convinced. Jerry's already Jared you.
Yeah.
You in the first segment of the show were saying, oh, it's great. We're going to get 4 first-round picks. We're good to go. Even though we got an all-pro defensive end just walked right out of the door because he was mad at Jerry, you're already over it.
No, we don't need him. We don't need him. He's a cancer. We don't need him. He's not a team guy. We're good. Don't bring me down this blue sky. I cannot find a cloud in the sky today. I mean, a beautiful blue skies. The sun's out. I'm in a great mood. I'm past it. Micah Parsons, adios. Have fun freezing your tail off in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Nobody wants to go live there. You'll miss Dallas. We won't miss you. Good riddance.
Cole, we got about 60 seconds for him. Let's hear from Dale, a fellow long-suffering Dallas Cowboys fan. You're over it. You're feeling better about it. But what about you, Dale?
I had just under 24 hours to swallow this horse pill that Jerry Jones has forced down my throat. And if we're truly better with addition through subtraction, can we subtract Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott and add somebody else?
Wow, that's dark.
Can I interest you in Russell Wilson?
No, God, no. Give me
no,
Dak.
But I would take Jameis Winston.
No, you wouldn't.
I would take his 30 for 30.
No,
yes,
you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't. Dale, go home. Dale, you wouldn't take Jameis Winston over Dak Prescott.
I will the second Dak gets hurt.
Okay, when he gets hurt, he's
coming.
Not going to get hurt.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen because we ain't running the ball. And that line ain't going to block for crap. And in week four, when Micah takes Dak's head off, what do we got left? Milton? Come on.
Thanks for the call, Dale.
Thanks, Dale.
Appreciate
Good
you.
Stuff. Good
it's
stuff.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Keep your thoughts coming. Cowboys fans, I know you're out there.
Yeah.
I see your lifted trucks. I see the truck nuts hanging off of your trailer hitch. I know you're out there. Call in. We'll have a big group therapy session together. How about
no,
that?
No. They're in hiding. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried one bit. Diesel, we made score predictions yesterday for South Carolina Clemson. There are other huge games this weekend. Let's predict them. How do we see them going? Tolos, we want you to be a part of this next segment as well. Big games this weekend. How they go next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.